And we said that chazara is mutter. If it's gufug tumah, there's a blech, you could do chazara on Shabbos. And you can even do the kira acharis. You could take it off one stovetop and put it down on top of a different stovetop, as long as gufug tumah, as long as there's a blech, as long as all the other conditions we mentioned for chazara, of oida biyada, and daitel hafzir. This is as long as the food is fully cooked. But if it's not a spashko tzorchai, then it's also to put it back down, whether onto a different stovetop or on top of that stovetop, even if it's gufug tumah, because it's partially the problem of bishul, that's going to continue to cook. Now, the Ramah brings a famous Shittas Aran that says a big kula, that the whole Isser of Chazara is only if you took it off the Kira, off the stovetop, or out of the oven, but Yom was before Shabbos, and you want to put it back on Shabbos. So this is the first time it's being on Shabbos. So that's when there's a problem of Chazara. However, if the whole story took place within Shabbos, means you took it off on Shabbos and put it back down on Shabbos, then there's no Isser of Chazara. And the Ramah says that the Leilim was noig in his days to Yemekel, b'samachan this, because our Tanurim have the Vakira, b'samachan v'kilim, and the Moss says that Toi l'ach, we're not b'samachan this, but he says, b'were Yemekel, Toi l'ach, and the Mishnah says that Toi l'ach, because any place can argue on this Ran, and they say, now I'll do this, and also the B'shezer says that the Ran is only matted, b'agabia kira, not into the kira, not into the oven, so you can't put it into the ovens anyway, only on top, but the Maisa, Mishnah says that there is a schlus, a limit schlus on the minig, because we already said, yes, mavur, that chazar is only usher if you're putting it in a place where it can get hot from the heat over there. And by our ovens, at least times with Shtaburu, very often when you put it back into the oven, there's no coals anymore or there's very little going on there. At that point, it no longer can reach the heat of Yatzles, but anyway, at the point of putting it back on or into the oven. Now, the Ramah says that everyone agrees, I mean, even the Ran agrees, that if the food got cold, it's standing, then you cannot put it back on and do chazara again, even if the whole story took place within Shabbos, not Friday to Shabbos, because then it's a problem if it's a davalach, and it's a stein legamri, when Mishnah Berurah explains, then you have a problem with bishlach habishul, that you're recooking it. And Mishnah Berurah explains, even if it's a davar yavish, we pass that there's no bishlach habishul, even if it's a stein legamri, but since it cooled off to the point that it's considered cold, putting it back on now at the place where Gehid Yatz and Ledis Boy is a problem to see in the Chathchila. Problem is in Chathchila that even the Ran agrees is a problem. The Ran is saying a cool in Chazar, but if it cooled off, now it's considered a fresh start, and the Sin Chathchila, and it's a problem. Mishnah Berurah brings to Nachrim the place you'll put in the oven, you can even close the oven door. That's not considered an Hatmana. That wouldn't be a problem with Hatmana, unless, obviously, you have to be careful that closing the oven door won't cause a problem with Bishul, or cause to reach out to Lettuce Boy and have an issue of the Sin Chathchila. If there's coal still burning in the oven, then you have a problem that it's not Garva Kotim, there's no Blech. Although the Shir Yankov says they push all the coals away to one side, there's room to make all on the other side, there's no problem of chazar of nesin over there. The Ramah says that some Rishonim say if you take food out of the oven, now I'll wrap it up after the karmic sauces and pillows and blankets, it's partially a problem of atmana. And at Shabbos, you now do atmana, we'll deal with this in a different siman, you now do atmana, even davish emes of hevel, even in like blankets, which don't cause it to gain heat or in of itself don't cause it to retain its heat, but the mere fact it's wrapped causes it to stay hot. And therefore, there's a problem of doing a new atmana on Shabbos. And the eighth of that is to leave it a little bit open, because not fully wrapped up, Mishnah Berurah says, Pesuch Mal, it's open a little on top. That's right enough, that's not considered Hatmana. Now the Ramah says, Nua Lacha, that Samach L'Hashaycha, if it's close to becoming Shabbos Friday night, or if you Mekabel Shabbos early, close to Baruch Hu, whatever time, whichever way you Mekabel Shabbos, if it's close enough to the beginning of Shabbos, that if a pot will be cold, there would not be enough time to heat up now, it's considered like it's already Shabbos, L'Gabe the Isser of Chazara, and the Sinan L'Chadchila. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, that based on Taisa and the Rosh, that they hold that the Dinim Chazar begin not just on Shabbos, but slightly before Shabbos also. How long before Shabbos? If it's close enough to Shabbos, there's not enough time to heat something, heat up a pot that was cool at that point, so then it's a problem already of Chazar and the Sina Chathchila, and you already have to have a Gufa Ketumah. You already have to have a Blach if you want to do Chazar or the Sina at that point. You don't have to have Oda Biyada and Daitel Haqsa, those conditions don't exist, but Gufa Ketumah, having a Blach, you'd have to have. So you want to do the Sina or a Chazar so close to Shabbos, you would have to have a Blach to be able to do it according to this Chumra. Now, even though the Ramah says either close to natural Shabbos, some Kashaykhar, or close to Baruch Hu, being Mekabel Shabbos early, Mishnah Berurah says that there are Achrayim Rechilik on this, and say that this Isser Chazar and the Sinan Chil and Erev Shabbos, only if it's that close to Shabbos itself, but if it's close to when you plan to be Mekabel Shabbos early, which we tend to do, so then you don't have this Isser of Chazar and the Sinan on Erev Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah also reminds us that something completely wrong. You allow to Chazar and the Sinan Chil and Mamish right before Shabbos, even if it's not Gufuk Tumah, because you have the Heter of Kidra Chaisa. Now the Ramah says the other Rishayim argue in this whole Isser Chazar on Erev Shabbos, the minig is to Yemekel, but it's good to Yemachmer, Mokum Shein Tzarech Kol Kach.